Preface. Being blind means you see the world in a different way. Wandering through the everyday things of life, you may well cross paths with a person using a long white cane or a lovely bundle of fur called a guide dog. If this happens, you will probably step to one side to let them pass before thinking, I wonder how they... This story, in many ways, reflects on such things. As throughout our long miles together on a motorcycle, people would stand shaking their heads on realising Kathy was blind. You see, she belongs to the 5% of visually impaired people who have no useful vision. In Kathy's case, I do mean nada, zip, nothing. Across time, life robbed her of what once was, leaving only recollections of a visual existence in her memory. Now she lives in a continuous rolling grey cloud that drifts across her vision, swamping all before it. With this answer, this description, this scary thought for most of us, you may well be formulating your next question. But if she can't see, how can she come to know and write about the world? A fair question to pose, but we might also ask why blind people watch television, go to the cinema, or sit in theatres. Moreover, when they do, does this lack of sight mean they gain little or no understanding of what transpires before them? Our answer to this is contained throughout the pages of our meandering journey through this chaotic, scary, wonderful, exhilarating, delightful world. It's important to understand that each one of us constructs a different world, despite having the same things in front of our very eyes. How is this possible? I will leave that philosophical curiosity for you to ponder. But in truth, Kathy experienced so much more of the world than just a film or a stage production, as she physically and emotionally lived and breathed the story in its entirety. With that in mind, we would like to say that we never actually set out to write a book about her blindness as such. Blindness is only one aspect of Kathy's life, not the totality of it. It is not who she is. The title of this book was chosen long ago because we wanted to encompass her blindness as one of the three very different aspects to the story. To do anything else for us would have been to miss an important panoply of experiences and memories written deeply into us.